Curtis Mack here in Oak Ridge, New Jersey, at Jefferson Township Middle School's 5K and Color Run, and today I'll be speaking with the gifted and talented teacher who also teaches special education and is co-advisor to the student council, the principal at the middle school, as well as the student assistance counselor, and we'll find out how today's event is connected to the community.
Curtis Mack here at Jefferson Township Middle School's 5K and Color Run, and I'm here with Peggy, Alyssa, and Karen, and we're going to find out how today's event is connected to mental health awareness and the community. Peggy, do you want to explain a little bit?
Yeah, so as the principal here at the middle school, we've noticed that a lot of kids need a lot of support. The three of us were talking over the summer, and we were talking about our kids here at the middle school, and we wanted to bring a message that their story matters, that what they bring to the table here at the middle school means something to everybody. Each of us needs all of us, and all of us needs each of us. It's kind of where we started from. And so we're talking about things, and Karen here says, oh, let's do a 5K. And we're like, yay! And then we started jumping in there, and there's a lot of work that has to get done and a lot of organizing, but what made it so easy, mental health awareness is something everyone can buy into.
Sure.
So we had stakeholders from the community, our teachers, our student council, our local PBA. Everyone's kind of jumped in. And we've even garnered support from our state legislators. We're expecting Christian Bronco, our assemblyman, Ora Dunn, our assemblywoman, maybe Anthony Bucco. And because it's garnered so much support, it just keeps growing and growing, and the things that people want to do. And I never thought that this day would come, but here we are, and everything is just coming together because there's so many people that are so invested in the message that we have today.
Awesome. And so for today, if people are pulling up, where should they park? Should they park at the middle school, high school, or wherever they can find spaces?
Yeah, both of the lots are open. We should have plenty of spots. The police department really doesn't like you to park on Weldon Road because of traffic and things like that, but we have plenty of space for you.
So Alyssa, do you want to talk a little bit about your role with this event?
Sure, I've been involved with the student council, and they have been really all in on it. We did a bunch of promo videos, thank you very much. And they know that every different student in the school has a story that they need to tell, and that's what makes us such a big school community, because everyone has a different piece, and then it's a puzzle that fits together and makes us the JTMS family that we are. And I'm in charge of the color run, and it's going to be a whole event. It's not just a color run, there's going to be like obstacles, hopefully, and we'll see. And there's going to be different lengths too, depending on how old you are. So like if you're older, you want to run further, that's fine. Or if you want to run less, like my 4-year-old's going to be doing it. I don't know how far he's going to be going without being carried. So we'll see how it goes, but it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, so my 5-year-old, I think, is running today too. Is there like a age separation with the color run and the 5K? The color run's kind of more for the little kids and the 5K is for the older people.
Yeah, so the color run's more geared towards the younger kids, and then the 5K could be anybody, but it's more geared towards the older.
So if somebody forgot to sign up, or maybe they're just seeing this interview now and saying, oh, I want to go to that today, can they just walk on today?
Yeah, so you can register here. We have a registration table that you can register the day of the event, and we are taking credit cards, checks, cash, whatever. Everyone's welcome. Whether you're a runner, you're not a runner, whether you're a walker, whether you just want to be there to take a look at the resources we have available and the mental health resources that are here, that are getting all set up and everything. So we want, even if you're a runner or not a runner, please come down and be a part of it.
And if you're a spectator, where's the best spot to stand to watch everything?
So the football field, that's where our vendors are. Okay. And the color run's going to be taking place on the back field behind where the baseball field is.
Sure.
So if you want to see the colors and all that, it's going to be a blast. Mm-hmm. For sure.
And Karen, so a little bit about your department. It's kind of the guidance sector of this, right?
Right. So this is a subject matter that's near and dear to my heart. Just seeing what our students were struggling with and grappling with last year, we wanted to put more programming in place to help them through this time. We needed a way to raise some funds to do that.
Sure.
I'm a social worker at heart, and this is a real grassroots way of, you know, getting the community together and raising money so that we can provide programming, assemblies, activities for our middle schoolers, and really hit home that their story matters and their mental health matters.
Yeah, because that's a big question. It's like, what's after this? Because all this, you know, promotion and the gathering and awareness, and now we've raised money, and now what?
We've already started looking into having speakers coming in, events, motivational speakers. There's a basketball program that we're looking to bring in. We've already started researching. But these things aren't cheap. They come at a pretty hefty cost. And districts all over the state are really feeling it financially. And so we needed to find a way to raise money ourselves to bring that programming in. Our JTEA has been extremely supportive. We had a great guest speaker in December, and they, along with JT Connect and the Jefferson Township Youth Coalition, all helped, you know, fund this event. We'd like to be a little bit more independent in trying to get our own funds so that we can have more speakers like we had.
And more resources.
And more resources, yeah. Exactly. Even, you know, our social emotional learning and trainings that we want to provide for the teachers and how to deal with difficult situations.
And at all costs.
Right. It all costs money.
Right, and the curriculum that goes along with that, you know.
Right.
But one of the things that's really interesting about this whole thing is because our theme is Your Story Matters, mm-hmm. So many people have told me their stories.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure.
And it's very meaningful and it's very powerful. And I think that a lot of just having this event alone made people more open mm-hmm. to sharing their stories and to tell their tales. And that means a lot to me that people, that I've made that connection with so many people moving forward. But we do have a long way to go as far as providing resources and events and curriculum for our students, and also parent support. A lot of parents are really struggling mm-hmm. with managing their children's mental health sure. as well. So these programs that we're looking into can help not just students, but help their families.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. They say if you survive childhood, you could write a book. Right? That's what they say. So some people don't make it past childhood, you know?
Right.
So
yeah, right.
This is kind of big that you guys are doing this and removing the stigma away from saying, hey, this is my issue, or this is what I'm feeling right now, or hey, can I talk to somebody about something? I don't really feel comfortable. And you guys give them a platform or a vehicle to do that, which yeah. is key. That's kind of what's going on, right?
Right, right. It's brought about a lot of awareness. One of the things that we did the first day of school here in Jefferson mm-hmm. was all the teachers have the Your Story Matters t-shirts. Mm-hmm. And on our first day of school, all of the staff wore Your Story Matters t-shirts. And that sent such a message to our kids.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like they really, right? They sure were so did. Impressed. And it's really something that our staff has really bought into, our students. Our students are wearing these t-shirts, mm-hmm. Sweatshirts to school. They like them. They like mm-hmm. that their story matters.
They all got lanyards yep. with Your Story yep. Matters on yep. them. So we've done a lot. We all gave them stickers with QR codes so that they can access mental health services as well, or emergency services. So we've really invested a lot of our time mm-hmm. and effort into bringing this to life.
Yeah. Bringing awareness. You've integrated yeah. it into each, you know, department or each, you know, activity. It's part of it. Your story matters because it applies. It really does.
And it's meant to be fun too. Mm-hmm. It's not always intense problems. It's also about taking care of yourself and having fun and letting loose and laughing, and we certainly set that example. And you know, we want the kids to enjoy middle school.
Yeah. And do we want to mention any sponsors for today?
Slater and Accurate Well and Pump Company, AJ's Country Cone, EJ Electric, Lillian Lundy from Remax, Jefferson Dairy, Realty Executives Property Squad, Jimmy G's, Betsy Ross Diner, Deli Works, Wawa, JT Mac, the Lakeland Bank, the Jefferson Township Police Department, Studnick and Associates Accounting.
And then we've had a few anonymous donors mm-hmm. that have given, just have thrown some nice. Things our way.
Nice. Yeah. And a shout out for CM Productions and WRNJ Radio, of course. You know, thank you for having us on. That was fantastic.
And we have some mental health providers sure. here as well. We have the Mental Health Association, Prevention is Key, the Center for Prevention, Hope One. And then, of course, our JT Connect and JTYC are also here. So.
And Skylands Medical in Oak Ridge, too, right?
Yes.
Well, Wawa's here. They're doing some fun games. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And now, is anybody running today?
I think Bert
asked you, right?
Yeah, I'm not really a runner. I do like walking.
You'll walk.
Yeah. And I do find that walking does really center me and is a great activity for me to kind of, you know, release some endorphins and feel good. So this isn't just about runners, you know, and that was kind of the whole point when I said that.
I think that's what Ben said in the council too.
Yeah.
Ben said it's not just about running.
Exactly. It's not just about running. It's about coming together as a community and showing support for each other.
walking and enjoying the day and just taking in, I mean, the trail is beautiful. It's in the woods and taking in your surroundings. And
so I'll rephrase it. Are you participating today?
I am participating. There
you
go.
How about you, Alyssa?
Yes, I am.
You are. Okay, and Peggy.
I think I might take a lap around the track once everyone is, or around the course once everyone's done. I'm a runner at heart. I was a solid runner.
Okay.
Back a few years ago, not so much right now. But anyway, I'm hoping to be able to do the course at once everything's said and done. Just as a
awesome. Yeah. And any tips or anything that we missed or anything for anybody that's coming today?
As the day goes on, you might want to wear layers. You know, it's going to start off a little cold, from the way it looks, but as the day progresses, it looks like it'll get warmer and warmer. So,
sure.
Taking off those layers.
Yeah, and I want to make sure everyone knows that the course, it's our cross country course. It's beautiful.
It's so pretty.
It's really a beautiful course. A nice nature walk, and you don't have to run. You can walk. You can take a nice stroll. You can put the babies on the baby backpacks, you know, or the baby Bjorns, and just enjoy being outside and getting some fresh air. Jefferson has a lot to offer as far as where we are located.
That's and our awesome. Jefferson Girl Scouts will be out there cheering everybody on.
That's fantastic. Are getting all set up.
Yep. Yeah.
So this is Curtis Mack, and I'm at Jefferson Township Middle School's 5K and Color Run, and I'm with Peggy, Karen, and Alyssa, and we explain to you how this event is connected with mental health awareness and the community. So we hope to see you soon. 1010 Weldon Road, right?
Yep.
And then you can park at the middle school or the high school. Color Run starts at 9 a.m., and the 5K starts at 10 a.m.
Yep.
And you'll see Karen walking, okay?
Fantastic. Thanks so
Thank
much.
You. Thank you.
Thank you, Curtis. Thank you.
This interview has been brought to you by Mr. Mack, Educational Content for Kids, CM Productions Multichannel Marketing Services, and Jefferson Township Middle School.
Remember, your story matters.